Dafkov Beis on the Beis Tana Af Bechalipin. It's about halfway through the Daf. We learned in a Braisa that you could be Kona and Evid Knani with Chalipin. That means if someone owns an Evid Knani and he is selling it to someone else, or someone gives an Evid Knani to someone else, the Makabel the Kona receives into his hand a Chalipin, a Chefetz, and that's called Kinyan Sudar, and that is effective. Our Tana only mentions three methods of being Kone, an Eved Knani, Kesef Shtar and Chazoka. Chalipin is not on the list. The Tana Didan. What is the opinion of Tana, the Tana of our Mishnah? Milsa the less of Metaltalin Katani. Our Tana is only interested in listing those kinyonim which work by karka and not by metaltalin. Those kinyonim that work by metaltalin, that's simple, that's upgrade. The Mishnah didn't even have to bother telling you that. And therefore there's no question in anyone's mind that chalipin would work. However, the chiddush of kesef shtar and chazaka is that even though those three kinyonim don't work by metaltalin, nevertheless, they work by an Eved Knani, meaning the Eved Knani has the advantages of both. The Milsa Disa metaltalin, those kinyonim that operate by metaltalin are not even mentioned in the Mishnah, and certainly Chalipin is Kona by metaltalin, and that's a sugi later on in Chav Chesam and Alf, therefore there's no need to mention it here. In the Mishnah, our Mishnah is going to be enumerating those kinyonim which apply by karka and only by karka to teach you a chiddush that Eved Knani is hukash lekarka, and therefore the kinyonim that operate by karka work by an Eved Knani. And it's absolutely simple that the kinyonim that work by metaltalin would certainly work by an Eved Knani, and therefore the Mishnah didn't feel compelled to mention chalipin, which operates by metaltalin. Omer Shmuel, Eved Knani Nikne B'Meshicha, one of the classical kinyonim that operate by metaltalin is Meshicha, to pull it in your direction. And Shmuel applies this kinyon to an Eved Knani. How do you pull the Eved? Ketzad is Tekofa. He who wants to now acquire ownership over the Eved, pushes the Eved, or pulls the Eved in such a way, Bechazka, with force, Uba Etzlo, and as a result of this act of pulling him, the Eved comes closer to the buyer, to the purchaser. That's called Meshicha and Kno. And with this act of Meshicha, he acquires ownership over the Eved. What if he causes the Eved to move towards him by calling out to him, Kro, Uba Etzlo, and he comes to him, which we'll soon see is very effective in behema if you call it an animal, lokno. But here, in the case of Eved, the kinyan of kriya, which as a subset of meshicha, is inoperative. When the Eved goes, when he walks and comes closer to the kona as a result of the calling out of the kona, that's not considered meshicha. The Gemara is going to explain that momentarily. Now the question is, we had a Braisa, and the Braisa had mentioned those kinyonim which apply to metaltalin. Now the question is, why was Meshicha left out? In the case of our Mishnah, the Tana of our Mishnah, he didn't mention Meshicha, that's clear. Bishlam Tana Didan Milsa Deisa Metaltalin Lo Ketani. We mentioned that the Tana of that Mishnah omits Chalipin because he's only trying to be Mechadish those kinyonim that operate exclusively by Karka. And to less of Metaltalin Ketani, those kinyonim that don't operate by Metaltalin. And therefore, Meshicha, since it operates by Metaltalin, was omitted. El Tana Bra, but according to the second Tana, who mentioned Chalipin, and obviously is going to mention even kinyonim that operate by metaltalin, this name Meshicha, why isn't Meshicha on the list? Ki katani, that Tana in that Braisa is only interested in enumerating Milsa de Isa Bein b'makakoi, bein b'metaltulin, kinyonim, like Mashicha, that could work both in karka and a metaltulin, but those kinyonim that are exclusive to metaltulin, those are left out. So again, Kesef Shtar and Chazaka mentioned because they don't operate at all by karka. I'm sorry, by metaltulin, only by karka. Chalipin is left out of our Mishnah because Meshicha is a Kenyan that operates by Metaltalin, and if so facto it operates by Eved Ivri, by Eved Kanani, and therefore it's not a Chiddush. The only Chiddush is Kesef Shtar and Chazaka. Those are Kenyanim that operate exclusively by Karka. In the case of Meshicha, since Meshicha is a Kenyan that operates by Karka, Lo Ketani, it's not mentioned in the Braisa. The Braisa wants to be Mechadish that an Eved Knani is subject to Kinyonim that work exclusively by Karkos, and that's why Chalipin, even though it's not exclusive to Karkos, is mentioned because it is a Kinyon that operates by Karkos. Those Kinyonim that don't operate by Karkos were left out of the Brisa, and therefore Mashiach was left out. The Gemara is not happy with Shmuel. Ketzad, Tkofo, Bo Etzlo, Kno. It's effective if he pushes the Eved and pulls him towards him, but Kro, if he calls out the Eved, Etzlo, Lo Kano. So the Gemara now is bothered by that. Kro, Lo, is it true that Kriya is not a Kinyan Mashiach of Atani? We learned in a Brisa. Ketzad, the Mesira. How is an animal? Is an animal acquired through Mesira? And we'll get to Mashiach in just a minute, but now the Braisa enumerates various types of Mesira, where the animal is sort of given over into the hands of the Koneh. For example, Achaza Betalfa, he grabs onto the Tlaf, which is the leg of the animal. Achaza Bisari grabs onto the hair of the animal. That's very typical in a horse. Be Okef Shale, also in the case of a horse. The saddle, Shlif Shale, which means if the animal has a burden on top of it. Befrumbiosha Befia. Or for example, the muzzle over the animal's mouth. Bezug Shebet Savara. Or, for example, it has a yoke on its neck. In any of the cases above, when the koneh grabs onto this, and the mocher again instructed him to do so, even though the animal remains in its place, it doesn't change its location, kna, it's a valid kinyan. Ketzad b'meshicha. Now the Braisa goes on, having dealt already with Mesira, now moving on to Mashiach, Korei lo v'hiba, he can call out to the animal, whistle to it, and it comes. Oshi kisha v'makel v'ratz olfanov, where he gives a smack on the animal's back, and the animal starts running. Kevon sha'okra yad v'regel, since the animal picked up its feet, its, you know, forefeet, its hind feet, and so forth, and moved from one place to the other, that's called Mashicha Kna, and he was coded. Rav Asi V'Amrile Rabbi Acha Omer, it's not enough that the animal just picks up its legs and changes position. That's not enough for the Kenyan. At Shetahalach Lefon of Malo Komoso, it's got to completely exit from the place where it was located before. It's not just enough that it moves up a little bit. So now we have a machlokes about what's considered akira b'mkoma that would be effective for Mashiach, but in any event, what's absolutely common to all the shittos here, whether you go like the Tanakama or Rav Asi, is that kriya itself is effective as Mashiach. So why does Shmuel say that if he calls the Eved and the Eved comes, that's not Mashiach? Amri behema adaiti demara azla. When the animal is called, it moves, it changes its location simply because the bailim, this is a demonstration of bailis, called it and it comes. The animal doesn't have its own independent intelligence to make that decision. But Eved Adaiti Dinafshi, because when he decides to respond to the Kriya, he does it what we call Das Atzmo, meaning on his own volition, on his own, based on his own decision. Therefore, it doesn't demonstrate the buyer, the Kone, has not demonstrated his control over the animal and his possession over the animal by calling it and it comes. No, in the case of the animal, I'm sorry, he does demonstrate. In the case of the Eved, when the buyer wants to demonstrate his possession over the Eved, the fact that he calls the Eved and the Eved comes, that doesn't demonstrate his control over the Eved. It was the Eved who decided to come to respond. The Gemara now goes on to say that there is a possibility that an Eved could be nikneh by calling him. Amar Avashi, Eved Katan. What if the Eved is a young child and doesn't have the independent intelligence of a more mature adult? Kibehema domi. Ravashi says the status of the katan is like that of behema. This is not a pejorative term insulting the katan, but rather that the katan is a la bardas, and therefore the mashiach in which the katan moves as a response to the calling out of the adon, or in this case of the kone, that itself demonstrates ownership. It's not that the cut moved and came and responded because of his own das, but rather he did so like a behemoth would do because he was called. It's total subjugation. This would not be similar to the case of an Eved Gadol, who, if he responds to the call, it is a decision of his own. In the case of a katan, though, even now again, the question here is, how old is the katan? Because at some point, the katan does have a certain element of das. And I think the answer is that we're talking about a katan who's maybe 6 years old, maybe he's a little older. That's what we call onas hapa'utos. And that's the age that he's at. Let's say something between 6 and 10. He's not too young, because if he's too young, he's really not going to respond at all. Tana Rabbanan. Now we want to discuss, how does an Eved get acquired through Chazaka? Kesad b'Chazaka. And now we find different pu'ulot, different malachos, which the Eved does on behalf of his master. If he does these or any one of these on behalf of the Kone who's now purchasing the Eved, that demonstrates ownership. And what's the case? Kiter lo min olo. If the master demands of the Eved that he should take out the string, you loosen the shoelaces on his shoe. Oh, holich kalev, or the Eved, in response to the request of his master, carries the begadim of, in this case, the buyer. And then we have a case of holech kalev achrav lebeis hamerchatz. What would be the classical case where a servant would carry the articles of clothing of his master? That's a case where a person is, you know, a more, let's say, financially solid person goes, he visits the merchatz. That was a big deal back in the day. Days of Chazal, you could visit some of those merchatz here in the north that the archaeologists discovered. So this is called Holech Achrov, Holech Kelev Achrov Lebeis HaMerchatz. Hifshito, if he helps the Adon get out of his clothes to strip in order to go into the water of the merchatz, or hirchitzo, or perhaps he uses some sort of a pail or a hose to wash his adon, socha, or he anoints him with oil, gerdo, or perhaps he scratches his back for him, hilbisho, he dresses him, in ilo, he puts on his shoes, or even higbio, even if he lifts up the adon. No. Again, when I say the Adon, I mean to say that the new Adon who's acquiring ownership of him. Now, the Bryce is about to mention Rabbi Shimon. It did not mention in the first part of the Braisa, the case of Agbah. Now, of course, I stand a little bit corrected here, because even in the Tanakhama's frame of reference, on the list here, he has Higbiho. But I'm not sure exactly what Higbiho means in the context of the Tanakhama, because if you look at the Sefer, the Braisa that quotes Rav Shimon, on Rav Shimon lo tehei chazaka gedola mi Agbah, Shagbah kona b'chol makom, and Rav Shimon is deriving with a kal v'chomer that if chazaka works by an eved, then how much more so Agbah should work by an eved. Now, the question is, what's Rav Shimon coming to mechadish here? The Reisha, the Tanakhama already mentioned Higbiho. So I'm going to take a shot at this, and as we go along, we'll see if this makes any sense. There are two kinds of Hagbah here. There's a Hagbah in which the Eved lifts up the Adon, and there's another Hagbah in which the Adon lifts up the Eved. Now again, it's not crystal clear why the Adon would demand or would be comfortable and satisfied if the Adon would lift him up. Perhaps the ground of the Beis HaMerchatz is full of mud or so, and he asks the Eved to pick him up. But the real chiddush here of Rav Shimon is to subsume Hagbah under Chazaka. Chazaka is always an act of the Adon on the Eved. Correct? That now again, in this verse in the Tanakhama, it says Chazaka. These are all acts which the Eved does on behalf of the Adon. But what about the flip side? If the Adon does a chazak on the Eved, which in this case I want to discuss Hagbah. So let's look for a moment at Rav Shimon, and then we'll try to extrapolate from Rav Shimon what the Tanakhama might have disagreed with, meaning the Tanakhama only went so far with Hagbah, and Rav Shimon went even further. Rav Shimon's logic is that lo tei chazaka gedola me'agbah. In other words, Hagbah has some superior status vis-a-vis chazaka. When you compare Hagbah and chazaka, you find that Hagbah in halacha has a greater scope, and it is therefore a more powerful kinyan than chazaka. And therefore, Rav Shimon wants to suggest that if chazaka works by Eved, then how much more so should Hagbah work by an Eved? How does Rav Shimon demonstrate that Hagbah is a greater and a more all-encompassing kinyan with a greater scope than that of Chazaka? Shagbah kona b'chol makom. Now what this means is that Chazaka is very limited. Chazaka only applies to something that it's the derech ha'eved to do so. Chazak always requires a kind of kidarko. And therefore, chazak in that sense is limited. However, in contrast, hagbah is kona, even bidvarim she'ein derech lagbio so. Hagbah is not limited to, well, would it be normal? would we anticipate that hagbah not? But you know, when you look at the words of Rav Shimon in the Brice, he says Hagbah kona b'chol makom. That sounds like not only, as we said before, the Hagbah works in a broader circumference, a broader scope than Chazok, because even bidvarm shein derech lagbio, somebody even more than that. Where do you effectuate this kinyan Hagbah? For example, in Meshicha, the halacha is that Meshicha only works in a case of a simta, which is a makom that anyone could go in there and use it for his purposes, or even a chatzah shel shneim, where they have partnership over the chatzah, but at least the kone, in the case of Meshicha, is bringing the object, or perhaps the eved, into his rishus, not into a rishus haram. Hagbah is superior. Kone b'chol makom means it's kone even in a Rishus HaRabim, and even greater than that, it could be Kone, the Hagbah could be effective even in the Rishus of the Mocher. And that's what the Gemara is going to say now, I think, Micah Omar, what is going on here with Kinyan Akbar? In any Kinyan Akbar, the one who's acquiring ownership takes the object, lifts it up in order to be koneh. Here in our Braisa, and I think the reference here is to the Reisha, we'll see if I'm right, the Tanakama, the Lokeach himself does no Akbar. The Eved, on the other hand, is the one who's lifting up the future Adon, the potential, the prospective buyer. So I think the words Micah Omar here are a reference to Rabbi Shimon, because if Rabbi Shimon is assuming that Hagbah is a subset, an extension of Chazakah, then in all likelihood he's coming up with a case in which the Lokeach who's buying the Eved lifts up the Eved. And the Gemara has a little bit of a problem with that, because if that be the case, then in the Reisha we've already spoken about Higbio, which sounds like in Elo and Elbisho the Eved is doing it to the Adon. Now Reb Shimon is talking about a very close connection between, or similarity between, Hagbah and Chazakah, which gives you the impression that it's a case where the Adon should be lifting up the Eved, but that's not the case in our Braisa. So again, classical Akbar would be with Lokeach picks up the object. Here, you get the impression with regard to Eved that the Lokeach is not carrying the Eved, but rather the Eved is lifting up the Lokeach. Amar Rav Ashi, Rav Ashi says the following, that in fact, let's interpret this braisa as a machlokas between the Tanakam and Rav Shimon. The Tanakam and Achinami is talking about a case of Higbio Hu L'Rabo, that the Eved himself is lifting up the buyer, in this case, which now is going to substitute, he's going to replace the Rav, the Adon. And Kno, in such a case, the buyer, through this Hagbah, is Kone B'Toras Kinyan Chazaka. However, Higbio Rabo Lo, if the buyer would lift up the Eved, Lo Kno, that's not valid. In other words, the Tanakama holds that fundamentally Hagbah is not a Kinyan that operates with regard to Eved. The Vrice itself allows for Hagbah, but that's the flip side. That's the case where the Eved is doing something for the Adon, something as dramatic as lifting him up. Now, on this point, that the Tanakhama excludes a case of Hagbah that's completely, totally comparable to Chazakah, which means that the Adon picks up the Eved, on Rav Shimon lotei chazokah gedolah me'agbah shagbah konah mikol makom. Here's where Rav Shimon steps up with his kal v'chomer, and he says that where chazokah works, or in the same way that chazokah works, how much more so should Hagbah work, because Hagbah is a more powerful kinyan, as we discussed earlier, than chazokah has a greater scope. So therefore, Reb Shimon is adding that if the Lokeach picks up the Eved, he's Rikonim Bagbah. And this halacha that the Eved is going to lift up the buyer, which we saw according to the Tanakhama for sure, is the Gemara is going to ask a question on that. Ashto di Amrit Higbiahu L'Rabo Kno. If he lifts up, he meaning the Eved, he with an H and an E, or who in Hebrew, right, lifts up the Eved, I'm sorry, lifts up the Adon, his master, and that's the case of the Tanakhama, Kno, Elamiata Shivcha Knanis Tikone Bebiya. Now, we've already learned in the past, that's on Daf Yud, that Shivcha Knanis cannot be acquired through Bia. Only Kesef Shtar and Chazok will operate in Shivcha Kanani is the same as they do in Eved Kanani. But the Gemara now has an objection, because what are you telling me about Hagbah? And this is what the Tanna Kamma was formulating, that it's the Eved that lifts up the Adon in the case of Bia, since the man presumably is lifted on top of the woman, and that's called Hagbah. So that even if Ein Shivcha Kananis Niknes B'Bia B'Torah's Bia, but she's Niknes B'Bia B'Torah's Hagbah, no, it's included in Bia, is not just Bia, but it's Hagbah. Kikam Rinon, the Gemara says, and this is a very very subtle kind of svaras in the Gemara, which have to be amplified, you know, in the Shir V'iyu, and they would have to be studied in great depth. The Gemara wants to distinguish between two kinds of Hagbah. When the Eved lifts up the master, in general, Zenene, the Adon benefits from it. As I said before, I gave the example, maybe there's mud on the floor. But Vizeh, in the case of an Eved, which is Mitztar Bekach, meaning if the Adon uses the Eved, I'm sorry, in the case where the classical case of Tata Kama here, where the Adon, where the Eved picks up the Adon, the Eved is Mitztar Bekach, meaning the Mitztar here means that it's a great deal of effort and strength and energy has to be put in order to lift up the Adon. Let's say the Adon weighs 150 pounds or whatever he weighs. So the Eved is already showing that he's willing to be Meshabed, he's willing to do whatever he has to do on behalf for the sake of his Adon. And therefore the Adon now has successfully demonstrated his ownership and control over the Eved who's working on his behalf, and the Eved is Mitztar and the Adon is benefiting. Hacha, but here in the case where a man wants to be Kona Shivcha Knainis through Bia, it's Zenene v'Zenenehu. In other words, we don't see here that that the Lokeach, the buyer, is using the Shivcha because the Shivcha is working on his behalf. The Shivcha is working on her own behalf. She too has Hanah. And if you'll tell me, says the Gemara, maybe it's a case of Shalom Kedarka, where she lifts him up, but from the other side, so her stomach is against the ground. In such a case of Bia Shalom Kedarka, shall we assume that such a Bia would be Kona Shivcha because of Kinyan Hagbah? She's lifting him up off the ground. And in such a case, the Gemara assumes she's not getting any Hanah from it. Omer Rav Achai, de Min Acha. Rav Achai, who came from a place called Acha, is man lemelon de lav Hanah, islu l'travayu. Who told you this secret that she doesn't get any Hanah in this case? Even in Bia Shalom Kedarka, she gets a certain element of Hanah, maybe not full Hanah, it's not Kedarka. And therefore, once again, it's not a demonstration of Bialus V'od. And furthermore, Mishkavei Isha Ksiv, the Torah equates the dinim of all kinds of Mishkavei Isha, no matter what orifice it goes into. And Hikisha Kosu Kedarka, L'Shalom Kedarka. Therefore, just like Bia Kedarka is not a Kiyin in Shivcha, and that's the sugya earlier on Daf Yud, so too Bia Shalom Kedarka is not a Kinyan in Isha. Now the Gemara tells us a story about a certain ger by the name of Rabbi Yehuda Hindua, who died without any heirs. He died he doesn't have any relatives, and he didn't get married to have any children. Is ger she'ein lo yorshim hafa. He, Rabbi Yehuda, who came from a place called Hindua, he is an example of someone who leaves no heirs to inherit him. Chola. Now, he also happened to, amongst his possessions, he was in ownership of an Eved Kanani. Cholash. He got very sick, this Rabbi Yehuda. I don't know how old he was, maybe towards the end of his life. And again, he was not only a ger, but quite a scholar. all Marzutra Lishiyule Be. One of the greats of the Amoroi, Marzutra, came to visit him, find out how he's doing. Unfortunately, he got there a little bit late. Chazyei, Marzutra noticed about Rabbi Yehuda de Takifle Olma Tuva. That's a phrase to mean that he was on his last breath. He was about to die. He's like a goses. It literally, it translates as he saw that the world was too strong for him, meaning he can no longer live in this world. So now Marzutra has a whole ploy, which we're going to analyze, to acquire ownership on this Eved, the Eved of Rab Yehuda Hindua. So how does he do so? Now, again, the background here is because since the Ger has no heirs, once he dies, then the Eved or any other possessions of his becomes Hefker, and it's ownerless, and therefore the first one, it's first come, first served. Whoever comes and makes a kinyan and acquires ownership over the Nisei HaEved, he becomes the rightful owner of the Nichsei HaEved. And now or any of the Nechasim. Now the Eved is in the limelight. So Marzutra has this whole cunning plan in which he can be Kona the Eved. What does he tell the Eved? Amar Lei, Marzutra says, Liavdi to the Eved of Rabbi Yehuda, Shlofli Misanai Viamtinu Lebesa. Take off my shoes and carry them to my house. And what Marzutra was saying is that it's going to take a while for this to happen, and the Eved is going to be preoccupied with fulfilling the command of Marzutra, and that itself is a kind of a Maisa Kinyan. The Eved now, at the moment that Rabbi Yehuda dies, that's the critical moment, the Eved is preoccupied in his Malacha. And if that be the case, Marzutra himself now makes a kinyan on the Eved through Chazaka. And since there were no other Yarshim, then with his death, Rabbi Yehuda leaves all his possessions, including his Eved, as Hefker Onalis, and therefore Kalakoda Mehem Zachaba. Now the Gemara wants to analyze why was Marzutra so nervous to do this? Why couldn't he just make a kinyan on the Eved, tell him to carry his take off his shoes and carry him home after the passing of Rabbi Yehuda? Why did he set this whole process into motion even when Rabbi Yehuda was still breathing? Ikar the Amri, one approach has it, Gadol Hava. Both approaches that we're going to see are of the opinion that had Marzutra postponed the Kinyan, then immediately with the death of the Adon, in this case Rabbi Yehuda, the Eved would have been Kona himself. The question is, what age was the Eved such that he would be Kona himself? According to the first Lishna, Gadol Havi, the Eved was a mature adult, and therefore if Marzutra would have waited and delayed to be Zochetim until after the death of Rabbi Yehuda, by that time, the Eved would be Zochet in himself. Because again, an Eved can't be Zochet himself as long as he's Rishus Acherim Olav, but once there's no Rishus Acherim Olav because his master died, then he automatically is Kohen himself. How could Marzutra block that from happening? And the answer is that the Eved begins to do his Shimush, his service, before the Misa, and at the moment of Misa, he the Eved, is involved in service, and that engenders a Kinyan from Hefker on behalf of Marzutra. What happens now at the moment of death? Zeh perish l'misa, v'zeh perish l'chaim. Rabbi Yehuda never goes to the other world, and Marzutra is still alive and well. And at that moment, when the ger dies, the nechasim of the ger become hefker, and Marzutra now can be zoche in the possessions of the ger who died. So when the Gemara says Zeh Perish L'Misa, Zeh Perish L'Chaim, it's like Marzutra. Marzutra is like substituting. He's stepping into the shoes of Rabbi Yehuda, who passed away, the Ger who passed away. And therefore there was never a moment in which this Eved was ownerless, meaning without an Adon, not even for a second. So therefore the Eved never got a chance to be Zochin himself. But the Ikar, the Amir, others say that even if the Eved was a Katan, it doesn't matter one iota, because Marzucha really has to crank it up and do it fast in any event, because even a katan is Zocha Biatzmo at the time of the death of his master. Now the Gemara says the Loke Abba Shol. This ruling or this verdict that was implemented by Marzucha is like the Chachamim against Abba Shol. Now the Gemara is going to quote the Braisa that records the Machlokas between Chachamim and Abba Shol. The Sanya, we learned to the Braisa, Ger Shemes, and he has no Yorshim, and his Nechasim therefore with his death become Hefker. Ubiz Bizu Yisrael Nechasov. And now the people of Israel are coming to collect his possessions, each one trying to get there first, like the gold rush. V'ahoya bahen, amongst the possessions of the Ger Avadim, that became a hefker with the Misa, with the death of their master, who was a Ger, is Bein Gedolim, Bein Ktanim, Kanu Atzman, Bnei Chorin. According to the Tanakhama, whether or not the Eved is a Gadol or a Katan, nevertheless he's Kohen himself at the moment of the death of his Adon of the Ger. And it means that according to this sheet of the Tanakhama, an Eved Katan is Zoche Biatzmo. And if you remember the Ika Diamri that we had earlier regarding Marzutra, we came to the conclusion that even if the Eved is a katan, nevertheless he's konas atzman. Therefore, Marzutra accepts this first tana of the Braisa, the Chachamim, and he's got to do whatever he can in order to achieve this kinyan on the Eved immediately at the moment of death. Because even though the Eved is a katan, the katan will be zocha biatzmo unless you preempt him. And Abba Shol says, no, Gedolim Kanu Atzim Rei Chorin Ktanim is called a Machzik Bohem Zocha Behem. In other words, although a Gadol, immediately with the death of the convert who owns him, he acquires ownership over himself. However, that's not the case for Ktanim. In the case of a Katan, the Eved Katan is actually Hefker. And kol machzik bohen, whoever comes first and makes a chazaka on this eved, this katan, zocha bohen. In other words, according to Abba Shol's logic, the ketanim cannot be zochin themselves, and therefore automatically they're in a state of hefker, and they remain in that state of hefker until someone acquires ownership over them. And according to one lishna, the Eved of Rabbi Yehuda was a Katan, and nevertheless Marzucha had to do whatever it was in his power to set up this cunning situation which he, Marzucha, would be Kone, the Eved Katan. And that reflects again the Ikud Yama, the second Lishna. We see from this that Marzucha rejects Abba Shol, but rather accepts the Chacham, that even in the case of Eved Katan, he's able to be Zocha in himself. Now there was a first Lishna in which they interpreted Marzutra as a case where Rabbi Yehuda the Ger died and he left an Eved Gadol. That's not a proof one way or the other. I mean, it's just that's the way he mentions the various possible scenarios. But you know, he didn't have to be Mechadish or Chiddish that the Eved who's a Gadol is Konis Atzmo with the Misa of his Rav. And this leads us back to the Mishnah, because the Mishnah says Konis Atzmo, since we're dealing now with the various methods in which the Eved is Konis Atzmo, so the Mishnah spells out the various methods that the Eved is Kona es Atzmo. So let's turn back to the Mishnah for a second on Daf Chav Beis Amud Beis. The Mishnah says V'Kona es Atzmo B'Kesef Al Yidei Acherim and Bishtar Al Yidei Atzmo Divrei Rabbi Meir. Chachomim Omer B'Kesef Al Yidei Atzmo U'Bishtar Al Yidei Acherim. It sounds like the Chachom and Rabbi Meir are in polar opposites, one or the other. You know, as Rabbi Meir advocates that, at least in the case of Kesef, the Eved can acquire his freedom on his own. I'm sorry. According to Rabbi Meir in Kesef, it's Al Yidei Acherim. But with the case of Shtar, Rabbi Meir is of the opinion that the Eved can acquire his own personal freedom through a Shtar al Yidei Atzmo when he, the Eved, personally receives the Shtar. And let's begin to analyze the Shita of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir again says that the Eved goes out L'Cherus B'Kesef Al Yidei Acherim. Says the Gemara, Avolo Al Yidei Atzmo. In other words, according to Rabbi Meir, no way, no how can the Eved give Kesef to the Adon and free himself, acquire ownership over himself. And the reason for this is because we have a principle called Kol Masha Kona Eved Kona Rabo. So how could the Eved be kona himself by giving Kesef? Any Kesef that he has automatically accrues to the Adon. So the Gemara asks, B'mayas Kinon. And at this point, the Gemara wants to know whether the Eved is on board. Right? Keep in mind that the Mishnah says, in the name of Rabbi Meir, that B'Kesef Al Yidei Acherim. What does that mean? Where is the Eved here? Is he on board for going free? Maybe as it better as an Eved Kanani. So in any event, the Mishnah says, Konis Atmo B'Kesef Al Yidei Acherim. So the Gemara is Medayik. If Rabbi Meir is saying, Kesef Al Yidei Acherim, in that works. Avolo, he's coming lafuki to exclude the case of Al Yidei Atzmo. And as we said before, that's because of the principle of Masha Kona Eved Kona Rabo, and the Eved owns no private property, no private kesef. It can't be owned by him because it reverts automatically to the Adon. Let's say he gets a gift or he finds a lost object, a hefker object. It always accrues to the Rav, and if he has no kesef of his own, he cannot successfully be meshacher himself with kesef. And that's the shita of Rabbi Meir. But the Gemara says now there's something unclear. B'mayaskinon. What's this case that others will redeem the Eved Kanani with their money? Elam, if it's a case of Shalomi Daito, the Eved is not happy about it. That's, in other words, that those who are now being Meshach the Eved through Kesef are doing so against the will of the Eved. Very strange. Michte Shamano Leila Rabbi Meir Diomar. We've already heard elsewhere. Well, the Mepharshim point out it's a Gemara in Gittin. Chovu li'evet sheyetze miad rabo l'cherus. Rav Meir in Masechta Gittin on Daf Yud Aleph goes on record as maintaining that the Eved is better off in the state of Avdus, because at least he's allowed to have a relationship before the Shikur with a Shivka Knanis. Shivka Knanis is Muteris Lavodim,
Once he becomes a full-fledged Jew after Cherus, he can no longer have relations with the Shivka Knanis. So there's an element here of chov, of working for the deficit against the benefit of the Eved when you are Meshachar him. And that's the yisod, that's the foundation of Rameh Shita, that the principle of Zoch and the Adam Shalom Befanov will not operate here in the case of being Meshachar the Eved. If somebody wants to jump up and on behalf of the Eved, with all due respect, he wants to be Mekabel, or to effectuate a pigeon or a geula on the Eved, that he can't do because the Eved doesn't approve of it. It's Shalomi Daito, and therefore it doesn't come under Zoch and the Olam Shalomi Daito, Shalom Befanov. Tanina, Zoch and the Olam Shalom Befanov. V'ein Chavin Lo Ela Befanov. That if there's some sort of an act that you do on behalf of someone else, and it's going to create a chov, even if it has both elements of a zchus and a chov, then there's no way, no how, that you can operate on behalf of the Eved when there's an element of chov. And therefore, how could it be possible that a cherim would be able to give kesef to the other and be meshach the Eved without the Eved's askama? So therefore, the Gemara postulates that it cannot be that Rabbi Meir in our Mishnah is talking about a case of Shalom Midaito. When Rabbi Meir says in our Mishnah, Kesev al Yidei Acherim, it cannot be that it's Shalom Midaito. El, says Gemara Pshita, we can only make sense and find consistency in Rabbi Meir if we assume that al Yidei Acherim here means Midaito. It's with the full will and agreement of the Eved. For Hakamashmala, now you'll ask me, so why did Rabbi Meir have to tell me this? In other words, if it's Midaito, you know, if it's Shalom Midaito, you get into the question of whether it's a schus for the Eved to be free or not. But if it's Midaito, okay, so anybody could operate as a shliach on behalf of the Eved. Oh, so the kamashmal in here is, what's the chiddush? Al yidei acherim in, al yidei atzmo lo. That even if the Eved comes to be poda himself and get himself into freedom and shichur through his own money, that's not possible. Alma, why? Because ein kinyan li Eved velo rabo. There's no possibility that the Eved has his own money, because whatever he has was acquired by his Rav, and he has, and this is full-fledged ownership. Whatever possessions accrue to the Eved, they automatically belong to the Adam, and therefore there's no possibility of being poda of the Eved freeing himself through his own money. So basically, according to Rabbi Meir, just to summarize, if it's a case of Shalomi Daito, Rabbi Meir insists, based on his statement in Gittin, that no way, no how could others achieve, through their monies, achieve freedom on behalf of the Eved. That's called Chavin Le'olam Shalom Befanav. Ella what? When is it possible for others to be Meshachar the Eved with their money? The Eved himself can't be Meshachar himself with his own money because he just ain't got any money. But the Acherim can use their money to be Meshachar him. Why? Because it's Midaito, because they basically are working on behalf of the Eved, Zoch and Liodom. And it's not even Shalom Befanav, it's like Midin Shlichus Mamish. So all this is okay in the Reisha of Rabbi Meir when he talks about Kesef. And when Rabbi Meir says Kesef al Yidei Acherim, it's Midaito, it can never be al yidei atzmo because he doesn't own any kesef. But now let's go to the Sefer of Rabbi Meir. He says, ubishtar al yidei atzmo. Now how does that work? Let's look at the Sefer. If we're talking about a case of shichrur midaito shel eved, now we're going to have a problem with Rabbi Meir in the Sefer, because bishtar al yidei atzmo, which implies, again, the same way we said it before, al yidei atzmo in, al yidei acherim lo, why couldn't someone else receive the shtar shichur on behalf of the Eved? Imidaito, the case of our mission of Rabbeir is bidaito. The Eved has full agreement to achieve his freedom. is al yidei acherim milo. What could possibly be the logic to say that others cannot receive the shtar on behalf of the eved? Why would that be so? After all, it's midaito shel eved. Why can't they serve as his shliach in the case of shtar? So the strange thing is that the Mishnah presents within the context of a mayor a kind of contradiction, an inner contradiction, min eubei, because konis atzmo bekesef al yidei acher, which means that he doesn't have kesef to be konis atzmo. Others can be kona on behalf of him, but a shtar al yidei atzmo, all of a sudden we knock off the others. If we're talking about midaito, if it's shelo midaito, then acherim are out of the picture. So what does it mean kesef al yidei acherim? Norvus, it's got to be midaito. If it's midaito, why can't they receive the shtar on a shtar shichron on his behalf? Why does Rav Meir insist that it's got to be shtar al yidei atzmo, implying v'lo yidei acherim? So now the Gemara is going to make a move to try to introduce the af. In other words, it's not that Reb Meir meant to say this way is the only way, exclusively, and singling to the exclusion of other ways. No, b'chitema, let's suggest the following. My al yidei atzmo. What does it mean that the Eved could be Kona himself with a shtar al yidei atzmo? It means af al yidei atzmo. Okay, now we have to understand what the chiddush is. If he, the Eved himself, is receiving the shtar, I mean, that's classical shichur. But in any event, what the Gemara is insisting is that since there's das Eved, others can receive his get shichur for on his behalf. And zochel the other moshlichus who will operate. The only chiddush, what Rav Meir wants to say is the chiddush is that he himself, meaning the Eved himself, could also receive his own shtar. The Gemara is going to have a problem with this in just a minute, but first let's read the Kamashmal. Kamashmal on the Gito V'yodo Bon Kiachas. Now, the question is, if Gito V'yodo Bon Kiachas works by Shtar, why doesn't it work by Kesef? But in any event, again, we're now assuming that everything is Midaito, and certainly others can receive his Shtar. Rav Meir wanted Mechadish that he himself could receive his own shtar. So that's the thrust of the Kamashma Rav Meir. Again, if it's al yidei acherim, that's poshut, because again it's midaito shel eved. But we have to assume that the chiddush, and therefore the al yidei atzmo means af al yidei atzmo, but certainly others can also accept the shtar shichur on his behalf. But what's the chiddush of af al yidei atzmo, that he himself, the Eved himself, can receive the get shichur? Kamash malon the gito viyado boin kiechad. This is the famous principle that applies, or at least the Rishonim and Achronim have applied it all over the place. That sometimes you can acquire your own yad and the object which you need to acquire the yad at the same time simultaneously. So with one mice in the sina of a get shichur into the hands of the Eved gains a yad, which means that he's already meshuchrar and anything that he acquires is his own. And at the same time, since he acquires a yad, he also is able to acquire his shichur. Now it's a little bit paradoxical here, because, you know, what comes first, the horse of the carriage? What are you saying to me? You're saying to me that he doesn't have a yad, and therefore how can he receive his shtar? No, the answer is that through the shtar he's going to receive the yad. But the shtar can't be effective unless he has his own yad. But this is the magic that's called Gito Viodo Poin Kiachas. And it means that there's a Torah law here that the Torah recognizes that a person can be kone himself through a shtar. The shtar has to become his. He has to acquire the shtar, but he can acquire the shtar through or by virtue of the fact that he's acquiring himself, meaning shichur, and he's no longer an eved. The Gemara rejects this for halo tani hachi. It doesn't say like that in the Braisa that a shtar can be received by others on behalf of the Eved, again in the case of Midaito. The Sanya we learned to the Brice Bishtar Ali Day Atzma Velo Ali Day Acherim Divrei Rabbi Meir. So a Meir goes on record as committing himself to the point, to the position that there's no way that somebody else can receive a shtar on behalf of the Eved, again, even though presumably the Eved is happy about it. And therefore, the Gemara's original question now, you know, comes back to haunt us. Because if we're talking about a case of Midaito, why can't others receive the shtar for him? So therefore, the best way of going here, which is Abaye in the next line in the Gemara, his presentation is that we're talking about a case of Shalom Midaito. Now, if it's Shalom Midaito, we're going to have to rack our brains and figure out why in the case of shtar. In other words, we understand very well why in the case of shtar, he the Eved has to receive the shtar, and that's going to be Gito V'yod Kachas. But why in the case of Kesef, can it work through Acherim against his will? So we're going to have to move something around here with regard to Chavin Liyal of Shalom B'Fanav. So again, if Rabbi Meir's opinion is that it's a chov for the Eved to go free because now he's having a good time in the Shivcha, so then you have to ask yourself the question, how does Abaye, by saying Midaito, and if it's Shalom Midaito, the way Abaye interprets it, Shtar in the Sefer is very good, very, it's gleich, it's smooth. Why? Because Shtar is only through Gito B'Yodukam, through the Eved receiving the Shtar, but not through others, because it's Shalom Midaito, and it's a Chol. Oh, but now let's go back to Kesef. And in the case of Kesef, the Reish of Rabbi Meir, he says, Kesef al Yidei Acherim. How does that work if it's Shalom Midaito? Shiny Kesef. Abai comes along with a new piece of lundus here. That the mechanics of this halacha is that Hoel V'koni Le Bal Korche, Makni Le Bal Korche. The Adon acquired the Eved against his will. You know, he bought the Eved from someone else. And that Kesef was given to the original owner to acquire the Eved against the will of the Eved. The Eved might be very happy with his first owner, or whatever the case may be. So since Kesef is going to be the means through which you're Kona and Eved against his will, therefore, Machni Le Bal Korche, the Shichur itself through Kesef, will be clinched even against the will of the Eved by others. Against the Eved doesn't have his own money, because Mashkan Eved Konrab, but others can give their money even against the will of the Eved. Ihachi, the Gemara asks the following question. Your logic, Abaye, should now be applied to Shtar. Why not say that the Adon purchased the Eved against the will of the Eved? He acquired ownership through Shtar. So since the Shtar was against the will, why can't the Shtar in the Kenyan direction was against his will? Why not the Shtar in the Hafkas Kenyan in the opposite direction? Just like you said that the Kesef was Bal Korcha, therefore the Kesef Shichur is Bal Korcha, so too the Shtar was Bal Korcha, and now the Shtar Shichur could be Bal Korcha. So even if the Eved is unhappy, let others receive the Shtar. The principle of Ein Chav L'Yod Shalom B'Fanav doesn't apply here, because even though the Eved is a sourpuss, you know, he's very upset, but nevertheless, there's a din of Bal Korcho. So the Gemara answers that you have no valid logical right to equate the two shtaros, Haishtar L'chud V'Haishtar L'chud. There's a shtar which is called Das Kone, meaning the Kone is now, through the shtar, acquiring ownership on the Eved. That was the first shtar. But shtar shichur is a whole different entity, because the shtar shichur is coming not to be maknet, not to be kona something, but rather to be mafkia that kinyan. No. Nu, why not say the same thing by kesef? Hachinami, high kaspel l'chud, the high kaspel l'chud, the kesef with which the Adon initially acquired the Eved has nothing to do with the kesef now, which is being paid to the Adon to be meshacher the Eved. The Gemara says, Tiva miyachadu. When we look at the kesef, it's all the same. You can't be mechalik between one kesef and the other. And therefore we have this svara, this super svara, that kesef is unique, that since it works to create the kinyan of the Eved Kanani Bal Karcho, therefore to break up the kinyan Bal Karcho through the giving of money to the other by someone else, it's got to work, because tiva miyachadu, all of kesef is one. You can't subdivide kesef into this kind of kesef and that kind of kesef. In contrast, however, shtar is a whole different, the shtar is really the nusach shtar. It's not the tiva. Tiva means the minting, the minting and the engraving of the king's figurehead, the king's head on the coin. There's no difference between one coin and the other. But in the case of shtar, the nusach shtar changes completely. The shtar kinyan is hare atok konuili, and the shtar shichur is hare atah ben chorin, hare atah meshuchrar. So you can't learn the din of shtar is one from the other. So therefore, again, according to Rabbi Meir, kesef can be given to be meshach the evet shalomi daito. Shtar doesn't work shalomi daito. And the reason shtar doesn't work Shalomi Daito is because you need the das of the Eved through Zoch Liyodim. You'll tell me, but the Kenyan itself could be Bal Karcho. You have no right to deny that from the original Shtar and the original Kenyan. Now Rava offers a second interpretation of Rabbi Meir, alternative to Abaye. Rava Omar, Kesef Kabolas Rabo Garmolo, Shtar Kabbalas Acherim Garmolo. Rava wants to explain why is it that in the Mishnah, again, like Abai explained, Rava accepts that it's Shalomi Daito and Kesef works Bal Karcho. The answer is that what creates the Shichra in the case of Kesef? It's the Kabbalas Rabo Garmolo. The clincher here is that the Rabo accepts the Kesef. The Adon is really being Meshachar the Eved. He's not a Shliach of the Eved, but rather he's accepting the Kesef because he benefits from this Kesef, and he's Meshachar the Eved through receiving the Kesef, and the Eved goes out to be a Ben Chorim Elov, and even against his wishes, even Bal Korcho Shel Eved. But in the case of Shichur B'Shtar, that's a whole different story. It's Kabbalas Acherim Garmala. What creates the Shichur is the Kabbalah of someone else on behalf of the Eved. And that's Midin Zochin Liyodim. But here it's a case of Shalomi Daito, and therefore there's no Zochin Shalom Bifan. Chachamim Omrim, now we go to the Chachamim in the Mishnah. Bekesef Al Yidei Atzmo. According to Chachamim, the Eved does have a Yad and he can acquire ownership of Bekesef and he can be Meshach himself through Kesef. Shtar Al Yidei Acherim. So what's going on? How do the Chachamim understand that an Eved has Kesef? Bekesef Al Yidei Atzmo in. So let's assume it's a case of Shalomi Daito. Now, if it's Shalomi Daito, so what does it mean? Bekesef al yidei atzmo? There must be das over here. Is Amai, why can't others give kesef on his behalf? Nehi nami, if you'll tell me, the Shalomi Daito. Is Michti Shamanu Lehu Rabbanu Diamri Zchusu Sheyetze Mitachas Yad Rabo Lecherus Utnina Zoch Leon Shlo Befonov Yein Chavin Ein Chavin Lo Ella Befonov. So let's understand the question that the Gemara is raising now in the Chachamim. Even if we're talking about a case of Shalomi Daito, we still don't draw any. We don't have any explanation for why the Chachamim say that Acherim could not give Kesef on his behalf. After all, it's a zchus for the Eved, and Zoch Liyodim Shlo Befonov. Again, this is not the sheet of Rabbi Meir, who holds that an Eved would rather be married to the Shivcha. and through the cheirus he's giving up that possibility of being married to the shechur. But nevertheless, despite the fact, according to Chacham, despite the fact that he's losing something, the overall picture is beneficial. He'd rather be meshuchra. Any eved wants his freedom more than anything else. So why can't Acherim receive, or in the case of Kesef, give the Kesef on behalf of the eved to be meshachra the eved? The chitem, if you'll say, my al yidei atzmo, af al yidei atzmo, add the word af again. And then what we're saying is that there's some sort of chiddush that the Evan himself could buy himself free through Kesef. But Einach Hinami, the real thrust of the chiddush here is that, but not the real thrust, I should say what's implicit in this statement of the Chacham, in the chiddush of the Chacham of Afal Yidei Atzmo, is that certainly others can receive Kesef on his behalf, can give Kesef on his behalf to be meshacher him. And the reason for that is because Zoch and the Olam Shlo Befanov, Kamashmon, and the Chiddush of the Chachamim in this word Af, is that he can be Kona his own Shikur through his own Kesef, the Yesh Kinyan LeEved below Rabbo, that if other people give money to the Eved, let's call it a gift, and the Tanai in the gift is that we insist, the givers, that the Adon will have no Rishus, he would have no connection and possession over this money. The Eved is Kona Liatzmo. And that's the Chiddush of the Chachamim, that through Kesef, he can be Kona himself. Ihochi, says Gemara, Ema Seifa. What are we going to do with the Seifa? Bishtar Al Yidei Acherim. And the implication is Velo Al Yidei Atzmo. Now, this is a Pella. Why shouldn't the Eved be Meshuchrar when he himself receives his own shtar? Hakamash Malon, the Gito Miyodo Bon Kiechon. I'm sorry, I read it Hakamash Malon. Sorry. Hakai Malon, the Gito Miyodo Bon Kiechon. I mean, are the Rabbanon rejecting that principle of Gito V'yodah Bo'gechad? So why can't he receive his own Shtar Shechrur? V'chitem, and if you'll say, my Acherim, what does it mean that the Shtar works if others receive the Shtar? It doesn't mean to exclude he the Eved receives it, but Af Al Yidei Acherim, meaning there are two ways in which an Eved can receive a Shtar Shechrur, through him, Al Yidei Acherim, or even Al Yidei Atzmo. And if it's Al Yidei Atzmo, it means, like we said before, Gito V'yodah Bo'en Kedach. If it's Al Yidei Acherim, it means that it's considered an overall schus for the Eved to go free. And others can receive the get shichur on behalf of the Eved, even against the will of the Eved. If that be the case, now it comes out that both in Kesef and Shtar, everything works. Bein al yidei acherim, bein al yidei atzmo. Ella, the Gemara says, no. We're going to have to say that the Chachamim say Kesef al yidei acherim. What do they mean when they say Kesef? I'm sorry, according to Chachamim, Kesef al yidei atzmo, it means bein al yidei acherim, bein al yidei atzmo. Al yidei acherim because it's a schus, al yidei atzmo because in Kesef we assume that if monies were given to the Eved Almanas, on the condition that the Rav should have no connection and no ownership rights on that Kesef, then therefore he, the Eved, owns this Kesef exclusively. And therefore, just like in the case of Kesef, according to the Chachamim, it could be Mishtachar, Bein Al Yidei Atzmo, Bein Al Yidei Acherim, so too in the case of Shtar, he could be Mishtachar, Bein Al Yidei Atzmo, Ubein Al Yidei Acherim. That's what the logical conclusion should be, because if we're assuming Gito V'yodah Bo'en Ke'echad, so the Gemara says, "Vishtar al yidei acherim." It means only al yidei acherim, but not al yidei asim. In other words, the Chacham reject the principle of gito v'yodo bon kachas, and they hold it's a schus for the eved to go free, and therefore shtar works al yidei acherim. Kesef again works bein al yidei atzmo, bein al yidei acherim. Al yidei acherim midin schus and al yidei atzmo, because of the rule that indeed the eved could own his own private monies. Now the Braisa goes on and tells us, Rav Shimon Elazar. Oh, the question is, you know, we have now the Sefer the Chachamim, and the Sefer the Chachamim, as we said before, is that the Eved cannot receive his own shtar because it says shtar yidei achem. The Gemara wants to suggest that we cut that off of the Chachamim. Again, the Chachamim would allow it in both ways, in all cases, whether it's kesef bein al yidei atzmo bein al yidei cherim, whether it's shtar bein al yidei atzmo bein al yidei cherim, kesef al yidei atzmo because he can be kone kesef al yidei cherim because it's a schus, shtar al yidei cherim because it's a schus, and shtar al yidei atzmo because kito biyod bon kachas. But why does the Mishnah say shtar al yidei cherim lo yidei atzmo? Apparently the Mishnah is authored by Reb Shimon Elazar. He's the one who rejects the principle of Gito Viyodo Bon Kachas. The Sanyu have a Braisa, Rabbi Shim Ben Elazar Omer, Af Bishtar Al Yidei Acherim Velo Al Yidei Atzmo, meaning that others can receive the Shtar on behalf of the Eved, because again it's Chus, but Lo Yidei Atzmo, because we reject the principle of Gito Viyodo Bon Kachas. So now the Mishnah has Sholosh Machlokas B'Dover, meaning that there are three different opinions reflected in the Mishnah with regard to the din of Shichur Eved Kanani. According to Rabbi Meir, the Eved could be Mishtacher B'Kesef Al Yidei Acherim and not Al Yidei Atzmo, because the Eved has no Kinyan, has no Yad to be Kone Kesef on his own. And again, it's Al Yidei Acherim because, even though, as we saw, both Abai and Rav agree, it's Shalomi Daito, but nevertheless, it's Zachal Yodim Shalom Befana because Eved, it's a schus for the Eved. Shtar Al Yidei Atzmo, but not Al Yidei Acherim. Shtar Al Yidei Atzmo because Gito V'Yodim Bon Kachas. But Shalom Yidei Acherim, because it's not considered a schus, so why does it work by Kesef? And that's what we have to have the svaris of Abai V'Rava. Chachamim, on the other hand, hold that the Eved goes free with Kesef Al Yidei Atzmo, how much more Yidei Acherim? It's a schus for the Eved, and therefore others can receive Kesef. And the Eved owns his own Kesef, and the same thing is going to apply to Shtar. Bein al yidei atzmo because gito v'yodah bon kechad, bein al yidei acherim because it's considered a schus for the eved, and everything's fine. And then we have Rav Shimon Elazar, the third shita, who says that in the case of shtar, it's got to be al yidei acherim. He doesn't accept the principle of gito v'yodah bon kechad. Amar Rav my taima, the Rav Shimon Elazar, why does he reject gito v'yodah bon kechad? Gomar lo lomi isha. He derives from the famous Gezeirah Shavah that equates an Isha and an Eved, that just like in the case of an Isha, with regard to a get, the Torah says, because of law, Sefer Krisus, and with regard to a Shivcha, the Torah says, O Chupasal O Nitan La, Eved and Shivcha have the same din, and they both therefore can derive their halachas from an isha. Ma isha ad sheyotzi get lirshus she'eno shelo. That when the Torah says v'nosan biyodo, it means that the get has to be given into her hand. That's what it says in the pasuk v'nosan biyodo. And her yad is physically not owned by the Baal. Again, the Baal has various kinyonim in his isha, but they're basically kinyonisa. He doesn't own her as a cheftishal mamon, so he doesn't own her yad, and he's taking the get and putting it into her yad. Taking the get and taking it out of his rishus, putting it into her rishus. Is af eved, so too, in the case of eved, ad sheyotzi get l'shus shein shalom. Now, if he puts the shnas shichur into the hands of the eved, and the eved is still an eved, and therefore the yad of the eved is like the yad of his rav, then in that case, the shtar was never put into the rishus of the Eved, like it was in the case of the Yad HaIsha, because she has her own Yad. And therefore, the Eved, if he receives his own shtar, is not Mishtacher. And that's why Rav Shimon Elazar holds that there's no such din as Gito V'yodo Bon Kachas. And now we turn to Daf Chav Beis Amid Beis. The Gemara says to Rav Shimon Elazar, who holds that the Eved Kenani cannot receive his own shtar, but only if others receive the shtar shikha on his behalf. Eved Kenani Mao Shiyase Shliach Lekabel Gito Miad Rabo. Can the Eved Kenani, can we circumvent this barrier, this limitation rule, and even though the Eved can't receive his own shtar, only others with their own das can receive the shtar on behalf of the Eved? What's the din if the Eved would appoint a shliach to receive his get shichur on his behalf? Can he be mishtachver? So again, let's read the Gemara one more time. Mao sheyase shliach lekabel gito miad rabo. Since he himself cannot receive the shtar shichur, can he appoint others to receive the shtar shichur? And this, of course, would be very relevant if we assume that it's a chov for the Eved to go free. So again, what's the din if the Eved appoints the shliach to be mekabel on his behalf to get shichur? Can that work? And let's see how the Gemara analyzes the suffix. Cave under Gemara lo lami isha. Just like in the case of Isha, she can appoint the shliach to receive her get on her behalf. So too the Eved can appoint the shliach to receive a get on his behalf. Oh, Dilma, should we say Isha is different? The E Matzi Mekabelis Gita, she has a yad to receive her get. Finosam the other. Therefore, she has the ability to appoint the shliach. Shliach Nami Matzi Mashvei. But in the case of Eved, E lo Mekabel Gita, he doesn't have a yad for himself, according to Reb Loza, Reb Shimon Loza. And therefore, he cannot Shliach Nami lo Matzi Mashvei. He doesn't have the power to appoint the shliach. Basar by a higher pshita. The Gemara says that after the suffix was presented, they came to a definite conclusion. La la me isha ke isha. The din of the Eved is the same as an isha, to the same extent that a woman could appoint the shliach to receive her get, so to the Eved can appoint the shliach to receive his get. The Gemara now has a kasha back on Rabbah. Again, Rabbah's logic was that in the case of in the Shita of Rav Shimon Elazar, there's no such thing as Gito V'yodo Boin Ki Achas, and the reason for that was because of Lo La Mi Isha. So the Gemara says Vela Hodi Amar Rav Huna Bered Rav Yoshua Hani Kohani Shluchim Rachmaninu, the Konim who serve in the Beis Hamikdash bring the Korbanos on behalf of Klal Yisrael, the Shluchim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're not Shluchim of Klal Yisrael to bring these Korbanos. The Isakadakh Shluchi di Da Ninu. How could it be that these Kohanim are Shluchim of Bnei Yisrael? Miika Midi Danan Lomatsina of Dinu the Inu Matsi Avi. How can we, the Israelim, we can't do the Avod of Kabbalah, Halacha Saddam, Zrika Saddam, etc., etc.? For all these Avodas, with the exception of Shkita, the Tsar is possible. And if he's disqualified, he can't do it. How can he appoint the Kohen to be his agent and be his shliach? You can't appoint the shliach for something that you cannot do yourself. Velo, now, is that really true? Va'avda de'iu lo matzi mekabel gito shlicha matzi mashva. According to the logic that we came to before, based on lola mi'isha, we have an exception to the rule, because Rav Shimon Elazar says that he, the Eved, cannot receive his own get, and yet he can appoint a shliach, and that's derived from lo la mi'isha. So the Gemara therefore has a kasha. How does Rav Huna prove that the Kohanim could not be our shluchim because the Kohanim themselves are mufka from the avoda, the apostle? We have here, in the case of an Eved, an exception to that rule that should undermine the rule, that even though the Eved can't receive his own get shipper, according to Shimon, nevertheless, he can appoint others. The Gemara says, Velohi. We don't have a right to make that analogy. Why? Yisrael, in the case of non-Kohanim who bring Karbonos, Lo Shaychi Vitoris Karbonos Kla. There's not even a Hava meaning. There's no way that they could serve in the Mikdash to bring the Karbonos. Is therefore possible to assume that the Kohanim serve as shluchim? Shluchim on behalf of whom? On behalf of the Yisrael, when the Yisrael is completely excluded as no shaychus to Torah's Karbanos Klal. However, in the case of an Eved, again, technically he cannot receive the get for himself because of the problem of Yad. But he's shaykh. He has a shaychus to get, meaning to shichrur. And maybe even there is a possibility that he could receive the get shichrur on behalf of another Eved. Tisani, we learned to the Braisa, Nirim Hadvarim, Sha'evid Makabal Gito Shal Chavero, Miyad Rabo Shal Chavero, Avalo Miyad Rabo Shalo, even though the Eved doesn't have a Yad to be receive his own Get Shichur, nevertheless, he does have a Yad to receive a Get Shichur from the Adon of his friend who's an Eved, so therefore it makes sense that the Eved has some shaychus to Kabbalah's get, meaning a get shechur, and therefore he could appoint a shliach. So you have no kasha from the case of Kohanim. The Mishnah says that according to the Chachamim, the Eved can acquire his freedom by giving kesef himself, because he owns kesef. Ubilvad the Mishnah qualifies sheheh kesef mishal chavero. The Eved received this money from others, and they excluded the Adon. Rabbi Meir disagrees, and he holds that any kesef that comes even from others belongs, accrues automatically to the Rav. And the Gemara now wants to understand what is the yisod of the machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Chachamim. Neima says the Gemara b'ha kam miflugi. The Rabbi Meir sofer ein kinyuli Eved below Rabo. Meaning, according to Rav Meir, anything that the Eved makes a kinyan in, it's only because it really is the Rav that he's representing, the Adon. And even when he receives money from someone else, and that money was meant to be his, it was earmarked for the Eved, nevertheless it automatically goes to the Adon, because he doesn't have a kinyan power without the Adon. The Ein Kinyan Leisha below Baila, and we have a similar halach with regard to monies that were given over to a married woman. Those monies can only be acquired together with the Baal, and any monies that she receives automatically accrue to the Baal. That's the Shita Rabbi Meir. For Abonan Savri, Yesh Kinyan Li Eved below Rabo. That fundamentally the Eved has a Yad for Kinyan, and he can receive and possess and own monies, and they're not automatically accrue to the Rav. I mean, maybe it's the second stage, but in the first stage, they go into the Rishus of the Eved, and then later it goes into the Rishus of the Adon. And in the first stage, it may get takua, it may stop and get stuck in the hands of the Eved. And the reason for that is because the Makne gave it to the Eved Almanas that it should remain the Eved's. The Yesh Kinyan LeIsha below Baila, and so too, if Mammon is given from others to the Isha and they want to exclude the Baal, they can do so, and she has a Yad for Kinyan. And therefore the Chachamim, are of the opinion that it's possible for an Eved to have Mammon and to give that Mammon to his Adon and achieve his Cherus. Rabbi Meir on the other hand holds that he doesn't have any money at all, even when he receives money from others, it belongs to the Rav. Okay then, we'll stop here.